Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And I will bless her, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And God said unto him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning against me, therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And if thy brother be waxen poor, and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. And it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same will we do unto thee. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Her wise ladies answered her, Yea, she returned, answer to herself. And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. And David answered the priest and said unto him, Of a truth women have been kept from us about these 3 days, since I came out, and the vessels of the young men are holy, and the bread is in a manner common, yea, though it were sanctified this day in the vessel. Moreover, my father, see, yea, see the skirt of thy robe in my hand, for in that I cut off the skirt of thy robe and killed thee not, know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in mine hand, and I have not sinned against thee, yet thou huntest my soul to take it. And Mephibosheth said unto the king, Yea, let him take all, forasmuch as my lord the king is come again in peace unto his own house. And I have consumed them and wounded them, that they could not arise, yea, they are fallen under my feet. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, yea, and made his son to pass through the fire, according to the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. He suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sakes. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers hath been chief in this trespass. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the fear of God. Yea, also I continued in the work of this wall, neither bought we any land, and all my servants were gathered thither unto the work. Afterward I came unto the house of Shemaiah the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabeel, who was shut up. And he said, Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee, yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, This is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, and had wrought great provocations. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. Haman said moreover, Yea, Esther the queen did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared but myself, and tomorrow am I invited unto her also with the king. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away, yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another, and said, The Chaldeans made out 3 bands and fell upon the camels, and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And Satan answered the Lord and said, Skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. Then should I yet have comfort, yea, I would harden myself in sorrow. Let him not spare, for I have not concealed the words of the Holy One. Yea, ye overwhelm the fatherless, and ye dig a pit for your friend. Return, I pray you, let it not be iniquity. Yea, return again, my righteousness is in it, which doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. For then shalt thou lift up thy face without spot. Yea, thou shalt be steadfast, and shalt not fear, and thou shalt be secure, because there is hope. Yea, thou shalt dig about thee, and thou shalt take thy rest in safety. Also thou shalt lie down, and none shall make thee afraid. Yea, many shall make suit unto thee. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Yea, who knoweth not such things as these? But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? Yea, thou castest off fear, and restrainest prayer before God. Thine own mouth condemneth thee, and not I. Yea, thine own lips testify against thee. Behold, he putteth no trust in his saints. Yea, the heavens are not clean in his sight. Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. Yea, young children despised me. I arose, and they spake against me. He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. It is drawn, and cometh out of the body. Yea, the glittering sword cometh out of his gall. Terrors are upon him. Wherefore do the wicked live, become old, yea, are mighty in power? Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Behold, even to the moon, and it shineth not. Yea, the stars are not pure in his sight. Then did he see it, and declare it. He prepared it, yea, and searched it out. Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? They were children of fools, yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth. And now am I their song, yea, I am their byword. Then let me sow, and let another eat. Yea, let my offspring be rooted out. For this is an heinous crime, yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. Yea, I attended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job, or that answered his words. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. Yea, surely God will not do wickedly, neither will the Almighty pervert judgment. He withdraweth not his eyes from the righteous, but with kings are they on the throne. Yea, he doth establish them for ever, and they are exalted. Once have I spoken, but I will not answer. Yea, twice, but I will proceed no further. His heart is as firm as a stone, yea, as hard as a piece of the nether millstone. If I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth, and lay mine honour in the dust. Selah. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. And he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars, yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king for ever. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul in my belly. My bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which deliverest the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him? But in mine adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me, and ceased not. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me, and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. Let them shout for joy, and be glad that favour my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Yea, mine own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Yea, for thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. To the chief musician, Eltasketh, Miktam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. Yea, in heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it for ever. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. Yea, they spake against God. They said, Can God furnish a table in the wilderness? But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. Yea, they turned back and tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. Their nobles like Oreb and like Zeeb, yea, all their princes as Zeba and as Zalmunna. Let them be confounded and troubled for ever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time, is come. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But when they were but a few men in number, yea, very few, and strangers in it, suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, Yea, they despised the pleasant land, they believed not his word. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and I will greatly praise the Lord with my mouth. Yea, I will praise him among the multitude. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about. But in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. By the rivers of Babylon there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, for she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Cast out the scorner, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. Yea, my reins shall rejoice when thy lips speak right things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest, yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. The horse leech hath two daughters, crying, Give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied, yea, four things say not, it is enough. There be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not. There be three things which go well, yea, four are comely in going. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. I communed with mine own heart, saying, Lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. This is also vanity. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. Yea, better is he than both they, which hath not yet been, who hath not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither, saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Yea, though he live 1,000 years twice told, yet hath he seen no good. Do not all go to one place? It is good that thou shouldest take hold of this, yea, also from this withdraw not thine hand, for he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, farther, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. Yea, also when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed, and sought out, and set in order many proverbs. Behold, thou art fair, my beloved, yea, pleasant. Also our bed is green. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved. His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her, yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Oh, that thou wert as my brother that sucked the breasts of my mother. When I should find thee without, I would kiss thee, yea, I should not be despised. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Yea, 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and the seed of an homer shall yield an ephah. Their roaring shall be like a lion, they shall roar like young lions. Yea, they shall roar and lay hold of the prey, and shall carry it away safe, and none shall deliver it. Yea, the fir trees rejoice at thee, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, Since thou art laid down, no feller is come up against us. And the Lord shall be known to Egypt, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day, and shall do sacrifice and oblation. Yea, they shall vow a vow unto the Lord, and perform it. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs, even glory to the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me! The treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously, yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yea, it shall be at an instant suddenly. For Topheth is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. The pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joy city. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stalk shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that ye are gods, yea, do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed and behold it together. Who hath declared from the beginning that we may know, and before time that we may say he is righteous? Yea, there is none that showeth, yea, there is none that declareth, yea, there is none that heareth your words. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies, even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God, I know not any. The smith with the tongs both worketh in the coals, and fashioneth it with hammers, and worketh it with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. And shall it be for a man to burn? For he will take thereof and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it, and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh a god, and worshippeth it. He maketh it a graven image, and falleth down thereto. He burneth part thereof in the fire, with part thereof he eateth flesh. He roasteth roast, and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself, and saith, Aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire. And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burnt part of it in the fire. Yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I roasted flesh, and eaten it. And shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? Tell ye, and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. They lavish gold out of the bag, and weigh silver in the balance, and hire a goldsmith. And he maketh it a god. They fall down, yea, they worship. They bear him upon the shoulder, they carry him, and set him in his place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country. Yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. Yea, thou heardest not. Yea, thou knewest not. Yea, from that time that thine ear was not opened. For I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and wast called a transgressor from the womb. I, even I, have spoken. Yea, I have called him. I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Ho, every one that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money. Come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. All ye beasts of the field, come to devour, yea, all ye beasts in the forest. Yea, they are greedy dogs, which can never have enough, and they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own way, every one for his gain from his quarter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. He that killeth an ox is as if he slew a man. He that sacrificeth a lamb as if he cut off a dog's neck. He that offereth an oblation as if he offered swine's blood. He that burneth incense as if he blessed an idol. Yea, they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delighteth in their abominations. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head. For the Lord hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them. They are waxen fat, they shine, yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord. Thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root. They grow, yea, they bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth, and far from their reins. For even thy brethren, and the house of thy father, even they, have dealt treacherously with thee. Yea, they have called a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto thee. Yea, the hind also calved in the field, and forsook it, because there was no grass. If I go forth into the field, then behold a slain with the sword. And if I enter into the city, then behold them that are sick with famine. Yea, both the prophet and the priest go about into a land that they know not. For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. Yea, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord, and in the house of the king of Judah and of Jerusalem. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Yea, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land assuredly with my whole heart and with my whole soul. He made many to fall, yea, one fell upon another. And they said, Arise, and let us go again to our own people, and to the land of our nativity from the oppressing sword. And I will punish Baal in Babylon, and I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up. And the nations shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Jerusalem hath grievously sinned, therefore she is removed. All that honored her despise her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yea, she sigheth, and turneth backward. So will I stretch out my hand upon them, and make the land desolate, yea, more desolate than the wilderness toward Diblath, in all their habitations. And they shall know that I am the Lord. And when I passed by thee, and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. Now when I passed by thee, and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee, and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou wast unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldst not be satisfied. Thou also, which hast judged thy sisters, bear thine own shame for thy sins, that thou hast committed more abominable than they. They are more righteous than thou. Yea, be thou confounded also, and bear thy shame in that thou hast justified thy sisters. Yea, behold, being planted, shall it prosper? Shall it not utterly wither when the east wind toucheth it? It shall wither in the furrows where it grew. Now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Yea, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and ye shall be melted in the midst thereof. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. The Lord said moreover unto me, Son of man, wilt thou judge Ahola and Aholibah? Yea, declare unto them their abominations. Now shall the isles tremble in the day of thy fall. Yea, the isles that are in the sea shall be troubled at thy departure. And they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God. Yea, I will make many people amazed at thee, and their kings shall be horribly afraid for thee, when I shall brandish my sword before them. And they shall tremble at every moment, every man for his own life in the day of thy fall. Yea, thou shalt be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and shalt lie with them that are slain with the sword. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Yea, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth bereave them of men. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Yea, all the people of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renown the day that I shall be glorified, saith the Lord God. Yea, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, and by him the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of his sanctuary was cast down. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. Yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. Said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. And with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant. He shall enter peaceably even upon the fattest places of the province, and he shall do that which his fathers have not done, nor his fathers' fathers. He shall scatter among them the prey, and spoil, and riches. Yea, and he shall forecast his devices against the strongholds, even for a time. Yea, they that feed of the portion of his meat shall destroy him, and his army shall overflow, and many shall fall down slain. And I will betroth thee unto me for ever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth it not. Yea, grey hairs are here and there upon him, yet he knoweth not. Yea, though they have hired among the nations, now will I gather them, and they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the king of princes. Though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them, that there shall not be a man left. Yea, woe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim is smitten, their root is dried up, they shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. He had power over the angel, and prevailed. He wept, and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the fields. Is not the meat cut off before our eyes, yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God? How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, Behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head, that we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually, yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. But let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn every one from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and the diviners confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of God. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth unto him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree, hath not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. Yea, they made their hearts as an adamant stone. lest they should hear the law and the words which the Lord of hosts had sent in his spirit by the former prophets. Therefore came a great wrath from the Lord of hosts. Yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. And they of Ephraim shall be like a mighty man, and their heart shall rejoice as through wine. Yea, their children shall see it and be glad. Their hearts shall rejoice in the Lord. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come, and all the saints with thee. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts. And all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seethe therein. And in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. If ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye do not lay it to heart. And now we call the proud happy. Yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But let your communication be, yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. The blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Jesus saith unto them, Have ye understood all these things? They say unto him, Yea, Lord. Said unto him, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus saith unto them, Yea. Have ye never read, Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise? But found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses, and said, A sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. But he said, Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God, and keep it. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. And his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your god Remphan, figures which ye made to worship them. And I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities, and to them that were with me. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, Tell me, art thou a Roman? He said, Yea. God forbid. Yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings, and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. And base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me, if I preach not the gospel. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. And it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness, or things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay? But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. For behold, this selfsame thing, that ye sorrowed after godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you! Yea, what clearing of yourselves! Yea, what indignation! Yea, what fear! Yea, what vehement desire! Yea, what zeal! Yea, what revenge! In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Therefore we were comforted in your comfort. Yea, and exceedingly the more joyed we for the joy of Titus, because his spirit was refreshed by you all. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you, that ye might affect them. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy, and rejoice with you all. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. And others had a trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath. But let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Demetrius hath good report of all men, and of the truth itself. Yea, and we also bear record. and ye know that our record is true. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.